Mercury, the closest planet to the Sun, is rarely visible because it never wanders far from the Sun in the sky. Only 3 or 4 times a year will you have a chance to find Mercury close to the western horizon at dusk or near the eastern horizon at dawn. We're approaching one of those opportunities right now, as Mercury will appear low in the west at dusk. You'll need to find a relatively flat horizon, free of nearby trees or buildings, to see it. Mercury doesn't get very bright, but it also won't seem to twinkle as much as the other stars. About 40 minutes after sunset, start by looking for Jupiter, shining like a brilliant beacon about a third of the way up the western horizon. From there, go down and slightly right to just 10 degrees above the horizon. 10 degrees is about the width of your fist at arm's length. Mercury will be somewhat faint in the horizon glow of twilight, so try using binoculars to help make it more noticeable. As a bonus, a comet is also visible in binoculars at the western sky in twilight. It's called Pons-Brooks, and it comes around only once every 71 years. Comets are dirty icebergs in space, left over from the formation of the solar system. And when they venture in close to the Sun, they heat up to form a gaseous coma and tail. To find it, start at Jupiter and look about 15 degrees to the right and a little down for 2 moderately bright stars arranged vertically. Now use your binoculars and scan another 10 or 15 degrees to the right of the lower star for a tiny, faint smudge of light that's brighter at the core. Pons-Brooks will move further left among the stars each night and might even be visible to the naked eye during the total solar eclipse on April 8th. With the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City, I'm Mike Murray.